hell on the board, giving me 2 days of some smooth jazz in the afternoons. I love it, Kel. My name is Maggie Don. You are listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Kel on the board, my co-host Tom Paulswitz with me. We've got a special guest this half hour for this installment of Milwaukee as Microcosm. As goes Milwaukee, so goes the state of Wisconsin. We got Jeremy Janine from Urban Milwaukee joining us. He's the creator of that fine publication. And I wanted to talk with you, Jeremy. Great reporting about changing expectations and about passenger loads relating to all of these different cruise lines and other boat lines that come in to the port of Milwaukee. Tell us what's going on.
I think most people in Wisconsin would be astounded to know that cruising is now this big industry, not just for Milwaukee, but also for Algoma and Sturgeon Bay. And there are some absolutely massive vessels that come into Milwaukee now. This Viking has two of these ships. They're called Seaway Max. And what that means is it's the biggest ship that can come into the Great Lakes from the ocean. 378 passengers, another like 250 crew members. And Milwaukee, as I describe it, is a victim of geography here. We're a winner for a rare chance because of where we are. And that is when you come from Toronto, take a cruise to Milwaukee, Milwaukee's the turnaround point. So that's people getting off the ship here. That's the end of their journey. They're hanging out. Maybe they're taking a trip to Madison. Maybe they're going down to Chicago afterwards. But then a new group is coming in. So that's an extra tourism boost for the state
of Wisconsin. It's a twofer.
A twofer turnaround for the Miami of the Midwest, which is almost like a Milwaukee microcosm there.
I love it, Miami of the Midwest. Yes. So what? Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, so the big thing is this industry is kind of boomed out of nowhere. That all of a sudden, in 2022, Milwaukee set a record, 13,600 some passengers. Last year, they almost eclipsed it. But then next year, or this year now, it's 2025. It's hard to believe to think about cruising when we're still in February. But there's actually a notable drop expected. And that's because, and we're going to talk about this here, some of these ships might be a little bit fickle. Viking is taking one of its big ships out of the lake. But then when Milwaukee opens a massive new $17 million cruise dock next year, it's bringing that ship back, and Milwaukee not only expects to get up to that 13,000 person record, but get up to 18,000 passengers in 2026.
It's a awesome. Big economic boon, not just for Milwaukee, but I think it's driving additional tourism and awareness of the entire state. Wisconsin is a relatively cheap place to recreate. As I remind all of my old colleagues and friends from New York and Chicago and Western portions of the world. And again, you mentioned Sturgeon Bay, Algoma, Port Washington. Now, Port Washington doesn't have these massive ships coming in, but they are going along the coast of Lake Michigan. So it's a big deal for the state. What do they attribute the changes that Viking is making, and why are some of the cruise lines pulling ships? Others are maybe committing more. What's going on there?
Viking has these two new ships. I think they just kind of want to show it off. They're also in a little bit of a holding pattern, waiting for Milwaukee to finally build this dock. Mm. Milwaukee's been trying to build this dock for 4 years now, and it'll finally be there. These massive ships, the biggest ones, when they come in, they can't dock at a conventional dock. They have to go to the heavy lift dock, which is code for Jones Island, the inner harbor of Milwaukee. If you wanted to put Milwaukee's best foot forward, docking next to the sewage treatment plant is not it.
It's not a good idea. And God bless the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District. Post-crypto sporidium outbreak, MMSD is a nationwide hero. It's one of the reasons we've got the Urban Ecology Center and a great commitment to fresh water.
Right?
Yes! The If you don't know what to put on your lawns this spring, this is not a PSA. It is a complete plug for Milorganite brought to you by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. Yes. But yes, Jeremy, we do not want cruisers coming off their boats next to Jones Island. It ain't the best foot forward, as you put it. Again, what's the investment that Milwaukee is making, which again will be a great economic boon to the rest of the state? How much are city of Milwaukee taxpayers investing in this economic future of not just Milwaukee and the state?
If you pick apart that $17 million, it's about half that cost that city taxpayers are putting in.
Okay.
And they won't get that directly back by this tariff fee that passengers pay when they get off the dock there.
Yep.
But the vision is that because of the victim of geography I talked about before, you'll get it back because they're staying in hotels. You get it back in sales tax dollars because they're going through the airport. They're you're generating economic activity and you're in the right spot to generate double the economic activity. There's also a long-term vision of this site. And if you're trying to look on a map, where is it? Just at the south end of the Hohen Bridge, that there will be development around it that could eventually be this whole industry, not necessarily housing or anything, but tourist focused industry that caters to getting even more of these ships.
Beautiful. Which is all great news for Milwaukee. We've got a texter that gave me a chuckle just moments ago, texting in from the 920. When you are talking about Lake Michigan, don't you mean to say Lake Illinois? I heard J.B. Pritzker saying he's renaming it. Not to get too political, but yeah, very funny. Jeremy, I really appreciate all that you do and all of the time from both yourself and the other incredible reporters at Urban Milwaukee. I'm really looking forward to doing this segment. Today was a little bit special. We did it at 3 o'clock, but folks, if you're listening, you're going to find Milwaukee as microcosm, as goes Milwaukee, so goes Wisconsin. Every Wednesday, we're going to be doing this on the regular on Wednesdays. Thanks so much, Jeremy. I really appreciate your time explaining to us all of these things that I probably wouldn't otherwise know about. So thank you so much, folks. My name is Maggie Dawn. We've had a very special guest this half hour. His name is Jeremy Janine. He is the creator and one of the journalists at Urban Milwaukee. I've got special guest co-host Tom Paulsiewicz with me and each and every one of you. 855-757-4842. I also wanted to break a bit of news, gentlemen. We'll talk about it with Tom on the flip side. The top DOJ spokesperson has just resigned, citing a toxic work environment. Now, that's a MAGA, folks. When the MAGAs are saying it's a little toxic, that's when we all need to be deeply, deeply concerned. We're going to take care of a bit of our business here. Again, thanks so much, Jeremy. Good to
see you. Thanks, Jeremy. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to see both of you.
Keep up the good work. Yep.
Yes. We'll be back in just a moment. If you are on the phone line, stay there. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to talk when we come back about DEI in the time of Donald Trump. What is actually going the frickin' frack on? And we're going to share with you some things that MLK has said that you probably have never heard of before. Keep it locked. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.